a real interest in the fact that my son plays at Texas San Antonio, and they're in Conference USA, and they play Rice in, I don't know, 6 or 7 weeks. So I'm interested to hear what Rice does have.
Yeah, we'll find out pretty quickly, because if they play in MSI, we know they're really, really good. I don't know what the line is on that game, but I'm guessing it ain't real close. So, Barry, you ready for some high school football?
I better be.
Yeah.
You say I'm not, but I better be. It's here, Justin. Next week kicks off a great week, and tonight a great night at UCA. So football season's here.
Barry, appreciate the call. Always enjoy the insight, my man.
Hey, thanks, Justin.
Thank you. Coach, I'm going to check on this line. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It is good to see you, Coach.
It's always good to see you.
Coach, do you still get the butterflies opening day?
Absolutely. You know, and
football program, Clint Conk, who is 2 wins shy of triple digits. You probably feel like you're a couple games away from triple digits.
All it means is, and thank you for the compliment, all that means is just I've coached a long, long time, and I'm getting really, really old.
I don't know if you feel like you're ready to win 100, but you probably feel like you are 100 most of the time.
You know, Steve East texted me the other day. He says, are you 52 or 53? I said, I'm 52, please. I said, I feel 72, and I look in the mirror, and I think I'm 102.
Yeah.
But, hey, we're excited, anxious, energized about today. Glad you guys are on campus, and certainly an excellent opportunity to showcase our university, number one, our community. And then hopefully we can put a real thick crowd into Estes Stadium tonight.
A record crowd, maybe. Hey,
yeah.
Matt, I do want to mention, too, if you can time it out, that 3-minute highlight package we've got. Let's play that in the top of the hour so we can get Coach Juice for game day, as if he wasn't already. But these are good moments, so maybe it'll make you feel a little more relaxed, hopefully.
Is there a routine you have before a game to get, like, you know, Justin's in to get juiced for a game? What do you do to get juiced for a game?
Throws up.
No, it's interesting you say that, Phil. You know, this is a midweek game, so our schedules are quite a bit different. You know, you mentioned that I was talking to one of my players. I mean, here's one right here, our starting safety, Marvin. Your name is Marvin, right? Yeah, okay. you know, get off your feet, you know. I mean, we're going to school today.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're going to school till 1 o'clock today, so it is a little bit different. But on a regular game day, we have a walkthrough in the morning, Phil, and then meetings in the afternoon, pregame meal, and then we kind of lock down after our victory walk and our bear walk and play the game. But, you know, today it is a little bit different for our players and our coaches because we're in school. Certainly I was going to kind of be smart aleck and say I get in a plane early in the morning and fly to Columbia to play golf with Steve Spurrier, but that's generally not part of my routine.
So we talk about Winrich Smothers, nice write-up in the paper today, getting
awesome.
Some attention. It's going to be center stage for the program,
yep.
And certainly you guys have garnered a lot of attention because of the success, 7th in one poll and 6th in the coaches' poll. And we talk a lot about you always have expectations here, but nationally you guys are no longer the hunter, but you guys are the hunted by a lot of folks.
You know, when we made this move, Justin, you and I have talked about this a lot in TV shows, radio shows, and just, you know, playing golf or whatever. But when we made this move as an institution, and specifically our football program, we wanted to be a national player. We were a national player, and, you know, when we left the Gulf South Conference and then moved into the Southland, and it was really important that, you know, the administration and the board, everybody, we had that support to do that, and certainly it's because of that support and then the hard work of our assistant coaches and the efforts of our players that we've put ourselves in position. I think we've been in the top 25 for the 6 or 7 years that we've been in, or 6 years, I guess, that we've been in Division I. We've made back-to-back playoffs and a couple championships in the conference. So we want those expectations. We embrace those expectations. But I can certainly tell you that inside of Estes Stadium and our field house, the expectations are much higher than even they are externally. Because we do feel like we left a little bit of meat on the bone last year.
Yeah.
And again, we got beat by two great programs the last couple of years, University of Montana, great atmosphere, one of the great atmospheres in all of college football.
Scary.
And then Georgia Southern, who's in the Sun Belt now and a 6-time FCS national champion. So we do have high expectations. Our players embrace that. Let's see if we're mature enough as a football program to go about our business and stay focused on winning the day, which has kind of been our deal. And obviously today is game day, so we need to win. And that's what we're attempting to do each and every day and just stay on point. We're not looking forward, not looking back. And, you know, we've got Incarnate Word in here, and we're going to do, you know, try to do the very best we can to play a clean and, you know, well-played, executed, disciplined football game.
We'll talk a lot about the offense as we go through the season, but I do want to ask you about your defense. I mean, everybody knows that this is a team that on both sides of the ball and on special teams has the ability to contend not only for another Southland title but a national title this year. But I've not seen you quite as excited as you are, not only because of the talent, but because of the depth you've got on the defensive side.
A lot of returning experience. We've got 8 starters back, but really when you look at it, we've got 15 or 16 young men that have started games here at the university. And then, of course, we redshirted primarily an entire freshman class on defense. So it's pretty exciting. It's been frustrating kind of as an offensive guy, even though I'm a head coach, you know, trying to block those guys, mm-hmm. you know, every day. You know, there was an article written that I just read this morning, interview with Matt Hornbuckle, our senior all-conference defensive tackle. He said, I really wouldn't want to be the team that has to face Jonathan Woodard and Markeith Gaines every day in practice, our 2 defensive ends. And that's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
And that defensive front is very disruptive. But we're very athletic, a lot of speed. We've got some length and quite a bit of depth. And our secondary has a chance to be as strong as it's ever been. Our front four is very talented. We've had a little bit of off-season attrition at defensive ends, so our depth at defensive ends not where it really needs to be. But we feel like we can put 4 or 5 guys on the field and compete there. And then, you know, there's so much carryover to the kicking game with your defensive players that we feel like our coverage units and return units have a chance to be very good too.
We'll cut this package down a little bit. We won't be able to play the whole thing, but we'll play it in about a minute here or so, Coach, and mm-hmm. take it in the top of the hour. But I do want to mention or ask you about, I guess, the suspensions. It was national news yesterday yep. on ESPN.com. 5 players going to be held out of this week's game, and some others, I guess, will be held out of next week's game as well.
Yeah, it is what it is. And, you know, this is a real opportunity for those young men to grow individually and just as important as for our program to grow you know, moving forward. But we're going to focus on the young men that are going to play tonight and move forward with them. And when we get those guys back, it'll be great. And, you know, but we're going to concentrate on the young people that are going to play tonight and put their best foot forward for the university.
Saw a story this morning, Coach. 2014 NCAA Division I football championship game, public tickets sell out in less than 1 hour. So the interest in the FCS championship game, which, of course, is the ultimate goal, there certainly is a lot of it. So, you know, and again, it's over in Frisco, Texas. You got a Sam Houston team that is expected, along with the Bears, to vie for a Southland title. So, you know, from a regional standpoint, there's a lot of interest, and people are snatching up tickets right now.
Well, and of course, having ESPN, you know, involved with that, you know, the worldwide leader there, they make everything spectacular. But, mm-hmm. you know, we're an SEC country, more Big 12, and we've got a lot of Big 12 and SEC teams and Pac-12 teams on our schedule, you know, but We're so enthralled in the SEC here, and that's great. But you know, FCS Division I football is pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. And you know, we had 2 players sign in the NFL. I know that 4 or 5 of our conference teams had other players sign. We had a second round selection come out of Southeastern Louisiana, a corner. This program has produced Super Bowl champions, Super Bowl MVPs. This is a great league. This is a great level of football. And certainly we're excited to, you know, represent the Southland Conference tonight. But I think we got an opportunity tonight to you know, only show in town, only show in the state, only Division I game, first college game. We got a chance to put a bumping crowd in Nesta Stadium tonight.
Well, it's going to be rocking, hopefully. We want to smother them up tonight and through the season.
Literally.
I told them we got to get a Waffle House sponsorship up in here because Smothers, Chunk, we were trying to come up with Dice for the whole bit.
But you can't use the word covered in that one. It just, I mean, because
no. We want a lot of guys that are uncovered on offense at least, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, uncovered. Uncovered. All right, here's a couple highlights in the top of the hour. Coach, thank you. Good luck tonight. Look forward to being with you, and should be a lot of fun. So, go Bears.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, here's I'd like to get Coach hyped up, and Steve Sullivan is just the man to do it. We'll be back.
Jackie Hinton back in the game. They fake the reverse to Randy. He's going deep for Kroom. He made the catch at the 30. Breaks the tackle. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, UCA. They go 76 yards. They fake the reverse to Randy. They hit Kroom at the 35. He just muscled a Murray defender, raced into the end zone. The Bears lead 28-7. Winrich Smothers goes big ball. His 4th touchdown pass of the first half.
Randy licking his chops back at the 25. They're going to punt the football. Line drive kick. Dangerous catch at the 30. Going outside, 35. Has an opening. 40. Cuts it across the field, midfield. 45. Weaving. 35. 30. Jesse Randy, you're the man all the way into the end zone. Wow. Randy weaved his way through the racers and all the way to the end zone.
One receiver wide to the left. That's Dominique Croom. One back. It's Hinton to the left of Winrich Smothers. They're showing blitz. Here they come on the blitz. Smothers to throw. Stands in. Lobs it deep for Croom. Double coverage. Did he catch it? Touchdown, UCA! Dominique Croom beating double coverage. Bears looking for their first touchdown, trailing 24-9. Second down. Hinton Jr. left side breaks free. 10-5. Touchdown, Jackie Hinton Jr. Breaking tackles at the goal line. It's third and less than a yard. Smothers under center, puts the mouthpiece back in, has Jackie Hinton Jr. set behind him. He's going to throw it. He's going to lob it for Croom. And so, touchdown, UCA, and there goes the flag. He got interfered with and still made the catch. I want to get away. I want to.